Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The plan was developed and negotiated by my team, and will be largely implemented by the incoming administration. That's why I told my team to keep the incoming administration fully informed, because that's how it should be.
It's a three-phase deal with phase one to start on Sunday. The government's gauge of inflation at the retail level, the consumer price index, rose a higher than expected 0.4% in December to 2.9% on an annual basis. It's considered unlikely the new administration will enact new rules proposed by the Food and Drug Administration that aim to make cigarettes less addictive by capping their nicotine content. This is ABC News. Back to the Los Angeles area wildfires.
Using rakes and other tools, urban search and rescue team members move from burned out house to burned out house along the iconic Pacific Coast Highway, along beachfront homes with the glistening Pacific Ocean behind them. Once the image of entering Malibu, these beachfront homes are gone. Now searchers looking for human remains. Alex Stone, ABC News, Malibu, California.
Interest rates on credit cards and other loans paid by you and businesses add up. Big time.
Beating Wall Street expectations, net income of J.P. Morgan soared 50% to more than $14 billion in the fourth quarter of last year. That from the data firm FactSet. Also higher than expected, J.P. Morgan total managed revenue at over $43 billion, up 10% from a year ago. Wells Fargo also posting a nearly 50% increase in net income, $5.1 billion in the fourth quarter, on total revenue over $20
billion. ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Richard Cantor.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy and mild today. A high of 35, west to northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 22. Friday, a nice thaw with a high of 40, but gusty winds. A slight chance of flurries or sprinkles later in the day tomorrow. Friday night's high, a low, that is, of 12. Saturday, the temperature will top out at 16. And Sunday, 1 degree below zero, the projected daytime high. Wind chills as low as 30 below at night, Sunday night. Currently, east to northwest winds are around 3 miles per hour, following yesterday's high of 21. Our temperature now is 26 degrees. That's the morning high after a low early on of 19. And that's how it goes weather-wise today, Thursday, January 16th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly
birds hush their sing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
We start the day in a positive way with a Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet and In the Garden. Before that, Pat Boone did the honors for our national anthem, and we are ready to roll! All kinds of vim and vigor today. Well, why not? I mean, we're only, let's see, about 30 degrees warmer than a couple of days ago. Yesterday, probably about, 25 degrees warmer than we were at this time yesterday. So we have that going for us today. 26 right now at WRCO. In fact, I'd kind of forgotten about the warm-up in the night, and this morning when I looked at the thermometer here at the studio, I did a double take. Wait a minute. It's got double digits. What's going on here? Okay. But don't get used to it. It's going to change pretty fast, so enjoy the next couple of days anyway. Just keep on trucking through the winter. It'll go faster. Here's Dave Dudley.
In life, there's many hills to climb, and sometimes you get in a bind, but the day will come. That'll bring you luck. Don't live too fast, just set your pace, and when it's over, you win the race. So hang on, friend, keep on trucking. Keep on trucking till you reach the top. Keep them wheels rolling, don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying. You can't fail if you keep trying. Hang on, friend, keep on trucking. Life is lots of little games. No one will ever take the blame for the bad, only the good. So be yourself, no need to fake it. Life's no more than what you make it. So hang on, friend, keep on trucking. Keep on trucking till you reach the top. Yeah, keep them wheels rolling, don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying. You can't fail if you keep trying. You hang on, friend. Keep on trucking. Keep on trucking till you reach the top. Hey, keep them wheels rolling. Don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying. You can't fail if you keep trying. Hang on, friend. Keep on trucking. I say hang on, friend. Keep on trucking. Just go on and hang in there. Keep on trucking. I mean, go on.
Write me a picture of the things we used to do when we were together way back when. Write me a picture of the way you have your hair now. I'll live on that till I get home again. Of the visions in your mind, tell me that it's me you're thinking of. Make it so descriptive that your thoughts will then be mine. Write me a picture of your love. What I mean is write to me a letter and describe to me what you're doing, what you're thinking, how you're feeling too. Then I'll read between the lines and pictures in my mind to live with them till I get home to you. A word from you is worth a thousand pictures of your love. So write me a picture of your love.
describe to me what you're doing, what you're thinking, how you're feeling too. Then I'll read between the lines and form the pictures in my mind to live with them till I get home to you. A word from you is worth a thousand pictures to think of, so write me a picture of your love. Write me a picture of your love.
George Hamilton IV and Write Me a Picture. 12 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, a reminder today, planning for the 22nd annual Walk with Grace will begin tonight. Anyone who would like to help out with this year's walk is welcome to attend a meeting at 6 o'clock at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. Meetings last about 1 hour. Looking ahead to this weekend, the Vernon County Dairy Promotion Annual Meeting will be held Saturday at noon at English Evangelical Lutheran Church in Viroqua. A light lunch will be provided, and all who are interested in promoting Vernon County dairy industry are encouraged to attend. Important reminders from our community calendar, a public service of WRCO. Coming up, a look at sports, news including a Bucks win.
Sometimes I won't. And I tremble at the thought of giving in, because I know how much it costs to love you, and I'm so afraid of losing you again. Can't win. I'd love to wake up in your arms tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of losing you again. Wanting you would be my greatest sin, but I'm glad that you're no longer my possession, 'cause I'm so afraid of losing you again.
Charlie Pride on WRCO, The Light in the Milk House Show. 16 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Damian Lillard scored 30 points and Giannis Antetokounmpo had 26 and 11 rebounds as the Milwaukee Bucks capitalized on a fast start for the second straight night and trounced the Orlando Magic 122-93. Milwaukee led 34-16 at the end of the first quarter and rolled to its most lopsided victory of the season. The Bucks were playing a night after they had decisioned Sacramento as well. In other action from last night, in overtime, New York over Philadelphia, 125-119. Toronto, 110. Boston, 97. Atlanta beat the Bulls, 110-94. Memphis, 129. San Antonio, 115. New Orleans got the win against Dallas, 119-116. Houston, 128. Denver, 108. Charlotte over Utah, 117-112. The Lakers, 117. Miami, 108. Golden State beat Minnesota, final score of 116-115, and the Clippers 126, and Brooklyn 67. From college basketball, number 2 Iowa State over number 9 Kansas, 74-57. In the Big Ten, Michigan State over Penn State, 90-85, and Purdue 69, Washington 58. Women's basketball teams finally will be paid for playing games in the NCAA tournament each March, just like the men have for years, under a plan approved yesterday at the NCAA convention. That's a Thursday morning update on sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
5:21 the time. We're getting the aerobic polka all situated and percolating, and here we go. Yes, a time to officially begin the broadcast day. Here we are.
As we danced the polka beat, she was so happy and light on her. sweetheart maybe. Now she's so pretty, my oak-a-loving baby. I really want her, and she's my destiny.
My goodness, there's a good one from the Golden Aces, a Zip Bang Polka right there. My Polka Dancing Baby Polka. There you go, some good old polka music out of Rosholt, Wisconsin. Phil Nee with you on the Old Light in the Milk House show today. A mix of sun and clouds and a high up to 35. That's right, you're hearing it correctly. We're right now to 26 degrees in Richland Center. This is Tom T. Hall.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And tomatoes on the vine and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And
there just ain't a rainbow inside. But I know something happens each time our lips come together. The sky is a-falling, the earth underneath starts to shake. It's a pretty good place to begin if we know where we're going. And I'm beginning to know love's a feeling that we'll have to make.
some people feel they can beg, borrow, steal, or vacate. But the only people in love are the people who make it. It all turned into rust. I'll find it, lose it 2 dozen times in your lifetime. I'll steal it and feel that love ain't a thing you can trust. Oh, the only way to have it around is to make it each night. And if love was a bottle of wine, we'd be trying. Some people feel they can beg, borrow, steal, or fake it. But the only people in love are the people who make it. If love was a bottle of wine, we'd be trying to buy it. Or if we were two tramps in the street, we'd be dying to find
it. Tommy Overstreet on the Light in the Milk House Show. Here's a reminder, something fun, an old-fashioned barn dance with the Driftless Folk School will be held coming up at the Lafarge Community Center. That's this Saturday from 5 until 9. A potluck will be held at 5 with dancing beginning at 6:30. Sounds like some fun, a good family get-together there, and might even learn a new dance. Today's forecast calls for a high of 35, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and mild today. The winds will pick up to between 10 and 20 miles per hour from the west to northwest. Our temperature continues on the rise. We have a northeast wind at 7, and right now it is 27 degrees in Richland Center at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
More clarity on connecting climate-smart agriculture to the production of sustainable aviation fuel. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the chief meteorologist for Conduit Ag says the Midwest is preparing for another blast of cold weather. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Eric Snodgrass says the lack of a southern branch of the jet stream continues to allow periods of cold air to plunge south.
Early next week, we're going to bottom out in temperatures again. We're going to see mornings that are probably going to approach minus 8 to minus 10 around here. But the problem is that if you don't want that, you've got to have the subtropical component of the jet. It's not there.
He tells Brownfield it's a rare phenomenon during a La Nina year, but extended outlook says it's a pattern that could be around the rest of the winter.
It's 2 to 3 days, we bottom out, and then mild air comes out. If I had to give you a phrase, it's that phrase punctuated. We're going to have these punctuating cold air events that will likely last all the way through February, maybe a little bit in the beginning of March.
Snodgrass says it's likely those troughs of cold air will be accompanied by snow, but
that snow is not going to do anything for our soil moisture. Nothing significant.
From the Farm Credit Illinois Fielding Forward event in Champaign, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The USDA has released an interim rule that will help farmers connect climate smart agriculture practices with the reductions in the carbon footprint of biofuels. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the rule is directly tied to 45Z guidance issued last week by the U.S. Treasury.
We're basically making the next step in this process for Treasury and IRS pretty easy. All they got to do is drop in this tool that we're creating and this rule that we've just announced.
The interim rule establishes standards to help quantify, track, and report the impact of CSA practices associated with the production of corn, soy, and sorghum used for biofuel feedstocks. Vilsack says he hopes it gives farmers more clarity. U.S. ethanol production trickled slightly lower for the second consecutive week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,095,000 barrels a day, down 7,000 on the week, but up 41,000 on the year. An ag attorney says it's important to take the first step in succession planning. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the Fort Wayne Farm Show.
Michelle Adler is an attorney with Gordon & Associates and says planning in advance allows the farmer to pass on additional knowledge of the farm or business.
How do we pass on the relationships with the banker or the accountants? It's more all-inclusive than just thinking about the assets that need a transition.
She tells Brownfield it takes time to develop a successful transition plan.
It's not easy to think about the fact that one day we're not going to be here. I would just encourage you to make that first phone call. We're not scary. Don't be intimidated. We're here to partner with you.
Adler says having a succession or estate plan can help prevent conflict and ensure equal family distribution. From Fort Wayne, Indiana, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour Ag News and podcasts. Ag News from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgroAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable Ag News. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune with Tim's Talk Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Last week, we had a bigger crowd and a good sale. Large squares topped at $185 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We are getting one ready right now. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timstalkauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
Serving the community for all.
Scavenger hunts, going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activities off to a decent start, and cash hogs were higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light to moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place Wednesday. Live deals in the South were marked at $201, which is about steady with the previous week's weighted average basis. In Kansas and Texas, it was a dollar higher than last week's business. Asking prices were firm in the South and ranged from $201 to $205 live. The North remained quiet. Look for more trade to develop before the end of the day Friday. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, compared to 2 weeks ago, feeder steers and heifers sold $4 to $8 higher. Steer calves under 700 pounds were $12 to $18 higher. Heifer calves under 700 pounds were $6 to $12 higher. The USDA says demand was very good on a moderate supply. There are a few sales to highlight. Seven-weight steers topped $300 per hundredweight, with a 708-pound offering bringing $301. Feeder supply included 60% steers. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 600 to 636 pounds, brought $297.50 to $328. Feeder steers, 654 to 689 pounds, brought $289 to $314. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.16 at $334.14. Select was 67 cents lower at $318.04. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and up about 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a big negotiated run. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts this week and have been bidding up to move needed numbers. Wednesday was no exception. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains a bright spot and is helping provide price support. Barrels and yields at the National Daily Direct were up 7 cents with a weighted average of 80.21. The Iowa Minnesota was 19 cents higher with a weighted average of 80.44, and the Western Corn Belt up 26 cents with a weighted average of 80.40. Pork values closed higher Wednesday, up 62 cents at 90.83. Ribs, hams, picnics, and bellies were all higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and up almost 7,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up on the steady to higher cash business that developed Wednesday, and lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher, supported by cash and wholesale business. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle business Wednesday was at 201 live. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on profit-taking, with March 4 and 3 quarters lower at 10.43 and 3 quarters, and May was down 6 at 10.55 and a quarter. Corn was mixed, mostly steady to higher, consolidating. March corn was up 4 and a quarter at 4.78 and 3 quarters. May was 3 and a quarter higher at 4.88. Live and feeder cattle were supported by that direct trade. February live was up $1.12 at $198.52, and April was $1.17 higher at $199.32. March feeders were up $1.60 at $269.80. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. February lean was down 50 at 83.12. April was up 52 at 91.02. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A more prosperous global society is good news and bad news for American farmers. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. You met Matt Roberts in yesterday's show. He's an independent ag economist from Worthington, Ohio. Roberts is bullish on U.S. farmers being able to benefit from the growing world economy. But there's always a catch, right? He says a wealthier consumer is also a pickier consumer.
And I don't begrudge them. They're consumers. Okay, it's their money. We're asking them to give it to us. But that wealth is a double-edged sword, and that's the world in which we live, and that is hopefully not going to go away.
Robert says when cost is less of a factor in acquiring food, people begin using other criteria when choosing their food. These include things like animal welfare, climate impact, and a host of other characteristics.
This is the world we live in. It's a world of wealth, and it's a world that a lot of people, because they're wealthy enough, they no longer have to just care about whether they're going to starve. Food has gone from being a utility to being a luxury to being a status item.
Robert says these concerns are not only domestic, they also influence trade of U.S. commodities with other countries. And he'll return tomorrow to share his thoughts on ag trade. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, holds slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday at 8:30, featuring a wide variety of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday's feeder sale at 9 a.m. is a special Papa Alliance black-hided calf and yearling sale. Please note, no Holsteins for this event. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Now, dairy farmers get to wait. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Milk producers are waiting for the results of the referendum on federal milk marketing orders. Economist Danny Munch with American Farm Bureau Federation says farmers and cooperatives cast their ballots in December, but it's too soon to know which federal orders will remain with changes and which ones will be eliminated.
Ballots that have been postmarked up until December 31st and then that are received by January 15th will be counted by USDA.
Ballots were due at USDA field offices by yesterday. It's unclear when the final referendum results will be published in the Federal Register. It is possible some milk marketing orders will stay while others will go away, but Munch expects all the orders will remain with the recommended changes.
The federal order system, in terms of supporting dairy farmers, it's not just the minimum pricing that they set. It's also offering third-party verification of the different components in your milk to make sure that farmers are receiving the correct payments for their milk. They require that farmers are paid at least twice a month, every month. If you get rid of an order, you lose some of those protections.
Munch says the biggest disappointment in USDA's proposed rule for the federal milk marketing orders is the big increase in make allowances. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 73¾ cents, 2 sales recorded. After a 9-cent price jump Monday, 40-pound cheese blocks were down 7¾ cents at 182¼, 2 sales yesterday. Cheese barrels were down 3 cents at 184 with 3 sales. Butter down 0.75 cents to 256¾, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 136¾ and no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Here's a look at today's forecast. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, and a high of 35. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 22, and Friday's high 40 with gusty winds, a slight chance of sprinkles or flurries later in the afternoon Friday. Friday night 12, Saturday partly sunny and 16, and Sunday 1 degree below zero. In Richland Center, we have an east-northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. It is 27 degrees. Yep, you heard it right. We did have a little bit of snow activity last night, and I'm still trying to figure out if we can count it as a snowfall to erase another one from the amount we're supposed to get this year. I don't know. I mean, this morning here at the studios, I could not track a cat. I don't believe. But there are some areas that could, so it's kind of a gray area. Here's David Lynn Jones.
Under the wheels. said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't ever caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Don't forget that. That's Elvis Presley, and he ain't nothing but a hound dog. Thank you for joining us today on WRCO Radio. 27 degrees. We'll see what Tony Schumacher thinks of the situation when we officially check weather in just a few minutes.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice, quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I went out last Tuesday. I met a pretty little girl named Susie. I told her I was the swellest man around. And she started in spending my money, started in calling me honey. We took in every honky-tonk in town. We're in the jailhouse now.
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 They told us once or twice, quit playing cards and shooting dice. We're in the jail.
Sometimes without knowing it, I touch my face.
That's Stella Parton, Dolly's sister, on the Light in the Milk House show from WRCO Radio.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
After much deliberation yesterday, Ithaca officials made the decision to cancel classes for students in pre-K through fifth grade today due to illness of a high number of students. For more information, contact Ithaca Schools.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
A look at weekend hoops action, plus the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month is featured. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, enjoy the relatively mild temperatures for today and tomorrow because we have a very bitter blast of cold air coming down from the north as we head into the weekend into early next week. About a four-day spell where temperatures will be running about 20 to 25 degrees below normal. We'll likely have some cold weather advisories in place starting Sunday and lasting up through Tuesday. We'll keep you posted. In the meantime, not a whole lot of precipitation. There's just a couple of leftover snow showers early this morning over parts of eastern Wisconsin. They'll move away from us. And then tomorrow in the afternoon to early evening, a strong cold front will be approaching. It might spark a few brief snow showers as it rides through the area, but just a very small amount at this point. Otherwise, some gusty winds can be expected really for the next several days. And of course, as the colder air comes in, those wind chill factors could get down around 30 below zero by Sunday and Monday. So be prepared. There will be some nice moderation in temperatures by the middle of next week. Looks like the next chance of a little light snow would be Wednesday as that warmer air comes in. The forecast for today, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and mild with highs in the mid-30s. West to northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 22. Tomorrow should be a pleasant thaw with clouds thickening and gusty winds. High near 40 degrees. Slight chance of a sprinkle or flurry in the later afternoon. South to southwest wind 12 to 22. Friday night, some clouds, breezy and cooler, low 12 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny, blustery and chilly, high of only 16. Sunday, lots of sunshine, but breezy and bitter cold, low 8 below zero, high of 1 below. Monday, mostly sunny, dangerous cold continues, low 12 below zero, high of 1 below. Again, wind chills as cold as 30 to 35 below. Tuesday, partly cloudy, low 12 below, high of 5. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WRCO.
Thanks, Tony. Well, today we're seeing temperatures rise. It's 27 degrees currently. Yesterday's high was 21. We did pick up that trace of snow last night. A record high was set in 1974 on this day, January 16th. It was 56 degrees. Record low, 38 below zero in 1963. Last year's high was 5 and the low, 9 degrees below zero. Sunset will happen at 4:53 this afternoon, and sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7:30. Right now, east to northeast winds are 5 to 6 miles per hour. After a low of 19, it is 27 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, the news update at 6, is sponsored by The Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products. Also, Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On his way out of the Oval Office, President Biden is signing an executive order aimed at strengthening the nation's cybersecurity. The White House says the order will make it harder for bad actors to hack into Americans' data. Last night, the president delivered his farewell address to the nation, warning about the power wielded by the tech industrial complex.
In the age of AI, it's more important than ever that the people must govern.
The president also talking about the ceasefire breakthrough in Gaza. Palestinian lawmaker Dr. Mufasa Barghouti.
We're quite happy that this